I think I also forgot to mention Backstage Passes with Chris Stapleton coming up at 8:15. Good morning, it's US 99 and Styles and Roman. Now, what's the deal? You were underdressed yesterday. Yeah. What happened?
So, my Bulls co-host, one of my best friends, Courtney Hall, she invites me to this thing. She does great work with Breakthrough Urban Ministry. It's a really good organization. They do great, great work. She did like a broadcasting camp and had me as one of the interviewees and with the kids, and it was a great, great situation. So, Breakthrough wanted to have a dinner to kind of thank us, and you know, a very, very nice gesture. So it was at Little Goat Tavern in the West Loop, casual place.
Yeah,
and
great
so
place.
I thought I knew what to wear. Little Goat, been there many times. I wore jeans, a V-neck, and kicks. Now, let's bring in Courtney to tell the rest of the story because it is a mismatch. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
Courtney, before we get to the story, let me just give you props right off the bat. Last week when Roman was on vacay, Ryan Chevrolini lost. Kelly Kroll lost. Courtney was the only one who was victorious in Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
Woo, woo! Holler.
You don't get like an additional prize or anything. We just wanted to bring that up to you.
I know, but you know I have to represent.
How you did not represent was last night because the dinner was awesome. Thank you for inviting me. But you told me it was at Little Goat in the West Loop, which is a casual diner. So I showed up, like I said, in my jeans and V-neck and kicks. And tell the people what you were wearing.
I was wearing a white cocktail dress.
A white fancy dress.
So Courtney was going to a wedding and you were going to...
A baseball game.
A baseball game. Now tell everybody what the other guys were wearing at this dinner.
Well, okay. People were wearing sport coats. Some were in suits. Women were generally in dresses.
And there's me in a V-neck, jeans, and kicks.
So Courtney, did you do this on purpose?
No, I absolutely didn't do it on purpose. Okay, I guess I have a habit of inviting people places with minimal information.
Yes.
So
she was like, Little Goat, 6 p.m. I'm like, all right.
I know.
I know what Little Goat is. I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you want to go to this? Okay, cool. Meet me there. This is the time. I think I even forgot to tell you what it was. I just said, show up here at this time.
Yeah. So everyone's looking at me like, who brought in the hooligan? But here I was.
You could have snuck out and went home and changed and came back.
No, because I drove and like, it's hard to find parking there. I found a spot and whatever. I toughed it out. Courtney, we had a great time. But next time, you got to tell people what the dress code is.
I know. My bad. Totally my bad.
Styles and Roman.
Dougie Styles, the Lewis University.
Justin Roman, the Elmhurst College.
US 99.
312-946-4995. Have you ever shown up underdressed or overdressed or maybe the same outfit as somebody else?
Or not dressed at all?
Right, good morning. It's Styles and Roman. My name is Roman. I went to an event last night with my my Bulls co-host and best friend Courtney Hall. She invited me. Very nice of her to do that. But she failed to tell me what the dress codes were. I went by what the restaurant was, Little Goat in the West Loop. Nice place, but more of a casual diner.
Yeah.
And you could see the picture of me in jeans and a V-neck and gym shoes and her in a white cocktail dress. I put the picture up on our Instagram at Styles and Roman, StylzAndRoman. It was definitely a mismatch of outfits.
So everybody, I'm sure this probably happened to you. When were you underdressed? From Sheridan, we got Lisa. What's your story?
Well, dumb me. We had a Chicago shopping trip and thought, well, I wear heels all day at work. I could do this. So I go downtown in high heel shoes, and by half of the day, I could barely walk. Of course, I was young and did not have enough money to go buy another pair of shoes. So I was limping really bad. Very embarrassing.
Honestly, I don't know how you girls do it with the high heels. They look so uncomfortable.
We're crazy. I thought it looked really good, though. You know, I had my heels on.
Sometimes that's all that matters, right, Lisa? As long as you look good. In your head, you're going through so much pain, but I look good.
Yeah, but when I started limping and with blisters on my heels, it wasn't looking so good.
All right, good point. Well taken.
The only number you need to be thinking about right now is 4, because we are 4 minutes away. That's right. Chris Stapleton's coming to Tinley, and we want you to be there. We also want you to go backstage, say hello to Chris. We're going to qualify you for that as well at 8:15 this morning.
312-946-4995. Last night, I wore a V-neck, jeans, and kicks to a dinner where every other guy was wearing a sport coat or a suit, and every girl was wearing a dress.
You were like, am I the bus boy?
I really, I'm like, my date, my friend Courtney was, I'm like, I could have killed. I was like, why didn't you tell me it was a dress? It was at a more of a casual restaurant, so I thought I fit the restaurant dress code.
Hey.
Oh, whatever.
Sometimes it happens, right? 312-946-4995. Joining the show this morning from Plano, we have Kathy. What's your story, Kath?
Well, I had to go to a wedding. It was an afternoon wedding. I thought it was casual dress. No, it was black tie. I was in jeans and a little blouse. I looked like a total moron.
You were in jeans?
I wore jeans and a heel. Yeah, it was an outdoor casual Sunday wedding.
It's a wedding. Weddings are never casual.
Oh, God.
And then to top it off, it was a black tie wedding as well?
Well, you know, it was one of those outdoor barn weddings, I assumed. I'm an idiot, yes.
How did you look in the pics? Everybody else is dressed up to the nines, and there's Kathy in jeans and high heels.
Try not to get in any of those pictures, I gotta tell you that. Hiding in the background.
Don't tag me, don't tag me.
Exactly. The way people look
good. Styles and Roman and US 99 is saying good morning to Lindsay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good, minus the fact that I was severely underdressed last night at my event. Please make me feel better.
You got it. So a couple years ago, I was invited to a holiday party where you're wearing your best festive holiday wear, fun stuff. And I thought, hey, I saw this really awesome polar bear onesie. And so I wore that and showed up, and everybody is in like party hats and like short cocktail dresses with tinsel on them.
I feel like when you always have those holiday work parties, everybody is really, really, really dressed up, but there's always one Lindsay out of the group.
Exactly. And underneath, because it was hot, I had on one of those t-shirts with like the hairy chest and the sweater vest.
You sound like the most fun girl ever.
You know, I rocked it. I had a blast.
Are you related to Clark W. Griswold?
Yeah, I would love to be.
So before Russell on US 99, we played Dustin Lynch in Small Town Boy. And Dustin was just inducted into the Grand Ole Opry earlier this week. And I'm sure he was dressed accordingly for his induction as well.
Yeah, I'm Roman, single dad. Maybe don't have the best knack for fashion and when I should wear certain outfits. Last night, my Bulls co-host and one of my best friends, Courtney Hall, invited me to a really cool thing she was doing with Breakthrough Urban Ministry, a really cool organization. They had like a thank you dinner for us, but it was at Little Goat Tavern in the West Loop, where I've been many times. Very casual place.
Yeah.
So I wore jeans, a t-shirt, and kicks.
And what were all the other guys wearing?
Suits and sport jackets.
So you were a little underdressed.
And Courtney was wearing a white cocktail dress. All the ladies were wearing dresses. You can see the picture of the mismatched outfits over on our Instagram at Styles and Roman, StylzAndRoman. She didn't tell me it was dressy, first off.
Sometimes it happens, right? On the phone this morning, repping Prospect. Hi, it's good morning, Jessica. What is your story?
Okay, so I'm with my coworker's retirement party in Highland Park, and not really familiar with the area, so I came in jeans and a t-shirt thinking it was going to be just like a bar scene, and it was actually a really elegant restaurant.
Jessica, I know you said that you were unfamiliar with the area, but whenever you see Highland Park on any invitation or you're going there, you need to dress up because you need to realize it's probably a black tie affair.
That's true.
And get a limo.
Yeah.
And
maybe put a flower or something on your wrist.
I got nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning, Emily from Mokina. Tell us your story.
I showed up to a work meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning in my pajamas.
Now, was this a mistake because you overslept, or you just thought, hey, I'm just going to roll up in PJs?
I just said, I'm just going to go to this meeting in pajamas. I don't got to go to work. I don't have to be there.
But you were there because you had this meeting.
Right, but I only had to be there for an hour, and I wasn't going to see anyone but my coworkers.
And what were your coworkers wearing?
They were in full-blown uniforms.
All right, so how did they judge/react to your pajama meeting attire?
They just kind of laughed. They were like, that's just you, and you really don't care.
Well, when you roll up in a Care Bears onesie, Emily, come on.
Hey, wait, we're wearing pajamas right now. No worries. We understand.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
I will not tell anyone. I will keep that between us. Truth.